The commission approved a cash totaling just over £33.5 million for Alaska, Canada, and the Pacific Northwest. That's down roughly 18% from last year, though as usual, the change varies from area to area. Overall, the commission's scientists continued to see a drop in the abundance of fish big enough to harvest, known as the exploitable biomass, or e-biomass. As they revise their research with new data each year, they're also finding they've overestimated the stocks in recent years. The commission and its staff are working to develop new management policies to address the problems in the future. This year's cut results partly from a change in the scientific model they use to assess stocks. U.S. Commissioner Ralph Hoard spoke in support of the staff recommendations.
We have a professional staff that has done the science on halibut since 1924, and I think we should follow their lead. Well, I'm going to push for new systems in the future to be peer-reviewed. With the serious decline in e-bio the last few years, I don't think we have the luxury to wait under the current circumstances. I am therefore supporting our scientists, and this rationale goes for all the motions I'll be making on the other areas.
The cuts were too steep for another U.S. Commissioner, Philip Lestenkoff, who opposed the staff numbers. Lestenkoff wanted to stick with the model the commission has used for the past several years, one that would have meant a smaller reduction of 9% coastwide.
Many in the halibut industry are advocating for more review before we implement new models.
But the other five commissioners voted to go with staff recommendations for this year in all areas except 2B, which is British Columbia, where they approved a total allowable catch, or TAC, of just over 7 million pounds. That's a cut of about 8% from last year, instead of the 13% cut proposed by staff. The Canadian delegation's Michael Pearson reemphasized the need for caution in the face of overall stock declines and past overestimates, but he also pointed to uncertainties in the science as well as improved catches in British Columbia.
It's not just based on the question of scientific uncertainty or relation to the change in the model. It's also in relation to our view about the actual situation of fishing in Area 2B. Which, as everyone knows, is even with the stable tax of the last few years, has seen the WPUE go up.
WPUE stands for weight per unit effort, and Southeast Alaska, or Area 2C, has seen those improvements as well. That's one reason for the slightly increased catch recommendation for the region of just over 2.6 million pounds this year. Julianne Curry represents commercial fishermen as executive director of the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association and attended the IPHC meeting.
Well, it's pretty hard for people to understand why any area would be getting an increase with the abundance declines of exploitable biomass in Alaska. However, Southeast Area 2C was the only area that saw an increase not just in commercial weight per unit of effort, but also in the survey weight per unit of effort. None of the other areas saw an increase in both of those indices.
Southeast Alaska and the Pacific Northwest, which is Area 2A, are the only areas that will see an increase under the commission limits for 2012. The Northwest quota will go up about 9%, while Southeast will see an increase of about 13%. Southeast commercial fishermen have weathered the biggest cuts to their individual catches in recent years, so Curry thinks the relatively small increase will make a difference this year.
Southeast Alaska Area 2C has seen a 76% decline in quota over the last few years, and the charter fleet has seen severe reductions in their regulations. So getting a little bump is definitely going to be helpful, but we need to keep paying attention to what's going on with the biomass and get a handle with what's happening with the stocks.
For the charter sector, the commission also approved a proposal that will somewhat ease the maximum size restriction that was imposed on the Southeast charter fleet last year. That change will allow clients to keep one fish up to 45 inches or a so-called trophy fish over 68 inches. They had been restricted to 37 inches maximum. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council endorsed the change earlier, and Southeast Alaska Guides Organization Executive Director Heath Hilliard was glad to see the commission approve it. He says the success of the charter industry is dependent largely on angler interest.
And one of the things that drives angler interest is the opportunity to catch trophy fish. And when you talk about any maximum size limit, even if it's a fairly large size limit, there still is that limit with regard to the opportunity for that fish of a lifetime. So in dealing with the operators throughout Southeast, one of the things that became abundantly clear is we needed to do something that at least for marketing purposes allowed operators to offer potential clients that trophy fish.
As far as the rest of Alaska, the biggest segment of the commercial quota is caught in Area 3A, the Central Gulf, and that will see another 17% cut this year under the IPHC limits. That comes on top of several previous years of reductions. The Western Gulf, Area 3B, will drop by 32%. The Aleutians, Area 4A and 4B, drop by about 35% and 14%, respectively. The Bering Sea catch will be cut by about 34%. The Halibut Commission also approved a commercial season start date of March 17th and an end date of November 7th in Alaska. The catch limits and other commission decisions still need approval by the federal administrations in the U.S. and Canada before they're final. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.